It's 6:30 on Wednesday, the 26th of March. This is Good Morning Ulster with Karen Patterson and Noel Thompson.
Good morning, the headlines. A report says the PSNI failed to demonstrate that rehiring hundreds of retired officers gave value for money. The Australian Prime Minister vows to continue the search for the missing Malaysian plane, and researchers find more older people are staying in employment here.
Coming up on the programme, the academic history of the Troubles that's become a legal minefield. Should older people be allowed to work past retirement age, and what effect might that have on the young? And where have all the flowers gone? Who's nicking the spring daffs from our local parks?
If you are, text us on 81771. Even if you're not, text us. Anne-Marie Foster has the BBC News.
The Assembly's spending watchdog has said the PSNI failed to demonstrate that the rehiring of hundreds of retired RUC officers on temporary contracts was value for money. The use of agency staff, which included more than 1,000 retired officers, cost £106 million during the past 10 years.
How do the animals react whenever you give this to them? People probably have ideas of them stumbling about or not being able to walk properly. Or
oh no, they're just like normal cattle. They're not any different from anything else. They're getting a few pints every day, which is nothing compared to the size of them. They're like 500-600 kilo cattle. Like they're 5 or 6 times the weight of us. So
after feeding them, they don't get together for a sing song, do they?
Well, they do sometimes. Yeah.
Is the stout here.
Now, how much stout is in that bucket?
That's approximately 2 or 3 pints, probably, yeah.
Or 3 pints, yeah. Okay. And this other bucket here is the meal?
That's the meal, yeah.
And then what do you do?
We just mix this in, so basically pour it in. And mix it up.
So you're just really mixing it in, just like a big cake?
Yeah, basically we're baking a cake.
And it is very dry, it is quite a dry mix, isn't it?
Yeah, they actually love it because it's a wee bit wetter now too, so... Mm-hmm. Makes it easier to eat, I think.
It smells
lovely.
Yeah, it smells lovely. I could have a wee bit of that.
Yeah.
Would it do me any harm?
Oh, do you the world of good.
Maybe be mooing the whole way home.
And with the weather, here's Jeff.
Well, I've just tweeted a picture of the blue skies over County Fermanagh this morning, where the skies are ahead of the weather front that's moving gradually from east to west. And that's meant it's been quite a cloudy start to the day across the eastern half of Northern Ireland. But as we go through the day, the front moves gradually westwards and with the skies clear and bright and behind it. Top temperatures today of 9 or 10 degrees. Those clearing skies generally mean it is going to be a cool start to the night, and temperatures dip down 2 to 4 degrees in the towns and cities, a couple of degrees cooler in the rural areas. So a cold night tonight, the chance of a bit of frost in rural areas, and a similar sort of setup to tomorrow.
And Anne's got the travel.
Thanks, Karen. Well, to begin with, for those driving on the A29 between Coleraine and Garva, slow down and watch out for loose sheep on the road there. Meanwhile, coming into Belfast, traffic slow on the Sydenham bypass from Tillysburn, the A2 Shore Road through Green Island, on the M1 going past Lisburn.
And Marie, thank you. It is 8:07. Well, it was meant to be an oral history of the Troubles, a first-hand account from Loyalists and Republicans who'd been involved in the violence. But now it looks as if the Boston College Project may come back to bite some of the participants, with their words potentially being used as evidence against them.
Conor McCauley reports on a story which has seen the Sinn Féin president ask police if they want to speak to him about a murder committed 40 years ago.
Anthony McIntyre started doing the interviews in 2001. Over 5 years, he recorded 200 sessions with 26 Republicans who spoke candidly of their involvement in the Troubles. The archive was placed in a secure vault in a library of Boston College. In 2011, detectives investigating the 1972 IRA murder of mother of 10 Jean McConville, one of the disappeared, sought access to it, believing it could help them catch the killers. Anthony McIntyre, himself a former IRA prisoner, thought his interviewees had a cast-iron guarantee from the college that the stories they'd told were secure. He wasn't aware of a US-UK treaty, called MLAT for short, under which the PSNI applied for the tapes.
Had myself or Ed Maloney been aware of the MLAT treaty and that the MLAT treaty would permit the British to raid the archive, we would never have been involved. What was the point? What was the purpose?
Everton are up to fifth after a 3-0 win at Newcastle, while tonight Liverpool will go back above Manchester City and within a point of Chelsea at the top if they can beat Sunderland. In the Danske Bank Premiership, Crusaders moved up to third place, winning their game in hand against Glentoran 2-1 last night. Paul Heatley scored both goals. And the Crusaders boss Stephen Baxter wants his side now to see the job through and claim that third spot and European football for next season.
Well, our focus has always been on the league this year. We ran out a little bit of steam in around the January time, and we drew too many matches. I think we only lost five all year. But you know, when the other teams are winning ahead of you, they creep ahead of you, and we came off the pace a little bit. But I've been really pleased with the commitment and the effort, and I'm hoping that we can keep our foot in the gas and see it through.
In Scotland, Celtic can secure a third SPL title in a row tonight if they beat Partick Thistle at Fir Hill. Second-placed Aberdeen could only manage a draw last night with Ross County. In ice hockey, the Belfast Giants' hopes of a treble were ended in Nottingham last night as the Panthers won the Challenge Cup after a shootout. The Giants were 5-2 up after the first leg in Belfast, but they lost 4-1 on the night, meaning 6-all on aggregate, and the pain of penalty defeat followed. However, Jeff Mason believes it'll make the players all the more determined to win the playoffs and end the season with two trophies out of three.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, it's going to make us more motivated to try to take home the playoffs and win two out of three. I mean, you know, it's disappointing, but it happens in sports, and we just got to regroup now and come back and make sure that we play our best game when it comes down to the end.
The farce is that the first motherhood come on the programme at the top of the show today is talking about drugs, which can be openly sold in shops, and all the shops have to do is go through this farce. Absolute farce, where they point at the packet and they say, oh, well, we didn't think it was for human consumption. Look what it says in the packet. And yet they're seeing these young people coming in and ban it. And are these shops seriously telling me that they think these lots and lots of young people are suddenly putting bath salts or plant food? They're feeding plants. Like, it's so farcical. It is outrageous. And if they want to try to, you know, take me to court or whatever for saying it, let them try. All right? Let them try. You seriously don't know that these people are coming in and taking this stuff for human consumption. You seriously don't know when you take a couple of quid into your hand, shopkeepers, and put it in your pocket. You seriously don't know that you are complicit in putting these young people's lives at risk. You're telling us you don't know, and you continue to do it anyway. Margaret in Belfast. Morning, Margaret.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I'm just listening to what that girl was saying about her son. Stephen, these young fellas get these drugs into their system. Now, that goes right to their brain, and that girl, and they want more, and they want more, and they want more. They're never going to change now, because I have somebody that I know in my sort of family, and he's only a young fella, and he tried to hang himself because he was knocking about with the wrong crowd. And I say at the end of the day, as I say, the government and the police, there's nobody can get this problem sorted out.
Indian Summer, the Stereophonics. Hi, Sean, can you please mention our award-winning St. Patrick's Choral Society's opening night's performance of Meet Me in St. Louis? Concession tickets only £8 tonight. Remaining performance £10 in the Great Hall down Patrick, curtain up at 7:30. Runs Wednesday to Saturday night. And Danny contacts the show. Sean, have you noticed Bob Marley's song One Love and UB40's Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain sound the same at the intro? I never noticed that, Danny, but I listen the next time I play them. And Coiler Boy, what's your complaint today? I don't think there's a part of your body left that you haven't complained about. If you had my problem, you'd know all about it. I have a severe hangover, and all I need is you yapping. This is from Mouse Clancy in Coal Island. Haven't heard from him in a while. Hi, Sean. Deirdre here. Can you help me? I have a lead design on my window and I want to take it off. But how do you get rid of the sticky part? Please help. I remember years ago we had stuff like that on our window too as well. And a painter was doing the house and he took it off. I think he may well have. We thought about that too as well. I think he used methylated spirits, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I don't know, but we'll find out for you. Don't worry, we'll get that sorted out. And someone else contacts the show. He said, I've lost 4 minutes of your show by watching Ken Haddock on YouTube. Fantastic. He has a touch of Joe Cocker in his voice. This is from Anto. Anto in Bangor. There you are, you see. I told you. It's excellent.
It's 12 o'clock. This is Talk Back with Wendy Austin. Today, are older people with dementia here suffering unnecessarily because they're being given the wrong drugs for pain? A top expert thinks so. He says they're often kept subdued, but still hurting. Crisis time for the Irish government after revelations of bugging in Garda stations and the Commissioner's resignation. What did the Justice Minister know and when? Will we find out? And will he keep his job? Good news on water charges for business and...
Our D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
Is it still a divorce? What about conscious uncoupling? Talking about that today. This is Talkback. 08459 555678. Dr. Robert Ballard wants live cameras to be installed near the 100-year-old wreck, not just to act as a form of CCTV security, but also to allow the world to see Titanic in real time. And he floated the idea, sorry about that, during a visit to Titanic Belfast Visitor Centre.
We'll always go back. She'll be there for a long, long time. I would like to wire her. It'd be so easy to connect her to this place. Because, you know, we have transatlantic cables that go right by the Titanic. And some of them get late in life where they stop. They don't have fiber optic. You know, they come obsolete. But they're still good. And I actually did a study with a group of people about what cables are going by the Titanic and could you hook her up? And the answer is you can.
Well, so that's an exciting prospect. How could they do it? Would it be worth seeing? Scientist Susan Heaney's from Titanic Belfast. She's in the studio with me. Hi, Susan.
Hi, how are you?
So, Dr. Ballard seems to think a live feed's possible. What do you think?
I think absolutely. All things are dependent on the amount of money available, but we definitely do. We have the technology today. And if one of your listeners was to donate several million pounds, I don't see any reason why we couldn't look at a live feed of Titanic as she lies on the seabed in time for her 30th anniversary of her discovery next year.
It'd be a bit creepy, wouldn't it?
Potentially, yes. But I mean, there's very little organic matter or remains left down there. You would be able to see, of course, the remains that haven't degraded, such as the shoes. But as regards skeletons, they should all be gone at this stage. But as Dr. Ballard said, it would be essentially like an underwater TV system. And we could actually beam it live across the internet 24/7.
Happy 72nd birthday for today. And thank you very much. And you look every bit of it from the dancing and singing painters. Oh, come on, lads, give it a bit of credit. Shout out to Doogie working in Glastree College there. He's on the dose of the day. Clive Richardson's boys, say hello. And hello to all the Clive boys. Doogie and all the gang, how you doing? And a request and a thank you to the two Amden staff that dropped Margaret back home from Cookstown, and or to Cookstown from Antrim Hospital last evening. So Margaret wants to say thank you very much to the Amden drivers. 08459 555 678. Sometimes people won't admit it, but let me tell you, when it goes up, it never comes back down again. What are we talking about? 08459 555 678. This man's in the Tully Glass tomorrow night. He'll be singing his Raggle Taggle Gypsy O. Still tickets left there, so you'll get in.
There were three old gypsies came to our hall door. They came brave and boldly old. One sang high and the other sang low. The other sang a Raggle Taggle Gypsy O.
There's hundreds and hundreds of you coming through to tell me what song this belongs to. 81771 if you know the answer. 08459 555 678 is the telephone number. But right now I can hold off no longer because there's the most gorgeous smell wafting through the studio here, which can mean only one thing, that Jenny Bristow has joined me again with some gorgeous treats. Absolutely. Now, you have placed something very tasty looking in front of me. I should say, today we are talking about toast.
We are.
And
whenever,
absolutely.
Whenever I said to my mum, Jenny Bristow's coming in to show me how to make toast, she said, about time. Because in my house, I'm well known for burning water, Jenny. Oh. And toast is probably where I should start. It's probably what I'm safe doing.
You know, isn't toast just the most amazing ingredient? It's the one thing you want when you're not well. I think it's the sign that you're on the way back again. But, you know, it really is the backbone of cooking in every home and every household. And, you know, when I think of the number of things I do with toast, I thought, well, let's have a bit of fun with toast this afternoon. And that's exactly it. I mean, we're spoilt for choice here in Northern Ireland with all the amazing breads that we have to start off with. And you can really toast each and every one of them. And what I thought, rather than do just the ordinary everyday things, I mean, it'd be amazing. Everybody will be sitting there thinking, gosh, I know what my favourite one is and so on. I mean, I just adore Vita bread with lemon curd over the top of it and then below the grill. But I mean, you can use toast for starters. You can use it for a good, healthy snack and you can use it for a dessert.
Or midweek. See, by the time I come to a Wednesday and I get home and it's me and the kids and my husband Ralph comes into work whenever I arrive home. And I think there's nothing better. Toasted soldiers, a wee dippy egg, midweek meal, perfect thing.
Absolutely. Well, I have to say, I enjoyed putting this one together because this morning at 7 o'clock, it only took me 5 minutes to put each of those together to at least get a bit of it all started off for you here today.
I've been talking to the Booker Prize winning author John Banville about his latest novel. What's happening out there, Aileen?
There have been a few crashes this evening. The A5 Kerr Road between Ballygolly and Oma has been closed near Kelly's Inn because of a crash there, and also Railway Street in Lisburn is closed.
Rain anywhere, Andrew?
Well, the showers will ease off tonight, Seamus, when it could become a bit frosty in places, but the easterly breeze will bring more cloud and occasional sharp showers tomorrow morning.
Thomas has the sport.
Yes, and plenty of it, Seamus. Football, snooker, and possibly the end of a 2-year argument surrounding the future of rugby's European Cup.
High Court has heard that the man charged in connection with the murder of Jean McConville said she should not be spared just because she was a woman. Ivor Bell is accused of aiding and abetting the murder of Mrs. McConville, who was one of the disappeared. He was granted bail today. Chris Page has more on this. So how did we get to this point?
Well, Ivor Bell is the first person to be charged over the killing of Jean McConville. She was one of the 16 Troubles victims who became known as the Disappeared. There's a very well-known black and white photograph of her with several of her 10 children. She was a widow, and in December of 1972, she was abducted from her flat in West Belfast and killed by the IRA. Her remains weren't found for 31 years. They were eventually discovered on a beach in County Louth in 2003. Ivor Bell is 77, alleged to be a former IRA leader. He's from Ramon Gardens in Andersonstown. He was arrested last week and appeared in court on Saturday, charged with aiding and abetting the murder of Dean McConville and with IRA membership. He denies having anything to do with the killing.
Now, we already know that the prosecution evidence comes from an interview which Ivor Bell allegedly gave for a project at Boston College.
That's right. It emerged in the last court hearing that the evidence against Ivor Bell comes in an interview which he allegedly gave to researchers from Boston College in the US.
It's all for love. It's all for love. I'll do anything for your love. Oh, I'll do anything for your love.
That was rather special. Josh Record with For Your Love, recorded live in one take in session for Arts Extra here in Studio 8 on BBC Radio Ulster and BBC Radio Foyle. And we are assured that Josh will be doing a live gig in Belfast in the autumn. So do stay tuned to us for more news. And we will be putting that song online tomorrow. So just check out the BBC Radio Ulster Twitter feed and Arts Extra online. 6:45. Mary-Louise Muir here on BBC Radio Ulster and Radio Foyle Arts Extra. Now, as ever, we simply don't have the requisite hours in the day to cover everything we would like to go see on Arts Extra. So here, in a handy bite-sized version, is what we think you need to see. Our must-see minute. Tonight in the Ulster Hall at 7 o'clock, the first performance of Causeway, a major new work by local composer Ian Wilson, performed by the Ulster Orchestra. Also, Russian pianist Nikolai Jemijenko returns to his almost second home of Belfast to perform Scriabin's Piano Concerto. The diminutive but inspiring Joanne Faletta conducts. The famous BBC radiophonic workshop, the creative geekish geniuses who created many BBC theme tunes and sound effects, including the Doctor Who theme tune, are on tour and play the Mac tonight at 7:45. And Brian Friel's masterpiece, Dancing at Lunasa, is at the Millennium Forum in Londonderry tomorrow night.
My Avrana and Shaw to a guest act la blas in the kidney well inish base right Rami actor Colin Bateman scoop if we offic nuoctine mel farsje rash or in BBC in Shaw don daris right riverwad agus ta and tagarhar nuoctine fictional to drama in mahante the war aglu in the hehe noct is as corky ogu husta agus ta anya whiter as a chud ibre erin stecha agus don telefisha nioengar astore achis. Scrivener Skelan Ianish Fasta, agus learn the hura tashir chamkurj le drama ur the chud Paul Mead dar chigel faith she tasachai her north na Don Witcherly agus me inta sesta gwil she mahanta ta falcherod gblasagon.
Well, good amile magut war.
Witcherly ní slinne rá chatíanta é sin. Cé as a dana gan slinne sin?
Íhar chorcí, ní lis go minn áriar é, de fóra som a iadé.
Well, in amantí dyr siad gobal sin níos far, agus tú a da astyar gobal anium nyau chatíanta agat go gudíin sé lát.
Well, úrant is stóka ac ó hefan a bítur de, da sé egin dera I góni. Leis an W an digan dubi.
Sa, bedur na bwil si sin gomai mar sin.
Yeah.
Well, rogu gus tógu in Íhrar Chorki hu is Skibbereen.
Sia, gudirig, yeah.
An djinn tú a rás a wala gaminig?
Ní gaminig a hilim mar ní lénia an an ish in áriara ta gur harwana gom hosim la clia agus dr hara le gom mullingar agus mar sin de so ní ta mig dul sias mi mehev ta drama ille le dénia vigom agus ta mkun e a hogan kudi Skibbereen.
Hello, and you're mair nor welcome to another Kiss the Words with me, Anne Morrison-Smith. What part of the world do you think this speaker's in? Celebrating Commonwealth Day.
The aim of Commonwealth Day is to celebrate the unity, diversity and linkages of the modern Commonwealth and foster greater understanding of the Commonwealth's achievements and role.
Keep listening. I guarantee you'll be surprised. And here in Ulster Scots drama is blazing a trail in the theatre.
So by the time I'd kind of finished with it prior to this tour, we'd done over 350 performances to over 50,000 people, which makes it Northern Ireland's largest, most widely seen Indigenous production in the history of theatre. So that's something.
Hitness certainly is. And a new book on the Hamley tongue has us described, don't they, a tea?
There are far more terms of abuse in Ulster Scots than there are terms of praise. The Ulster Scot was tough people, tough times, tough lives, and they really hadn't a lot of time for filling a bit.
One more time!
Ah, just lights me up every time I am in heaven when that song comes on. Domino, Van Morrison, great John Platania playing guitar, and that, of course, as he does in so many of Van's great tracks from that era. I had the pleasure of standing backstage with John Platania and Chip Taylor. He plays with Chip a lot at the recent Belfast Nashville Songwriters Festival. And I think it was Garth Dunlop said to John, go and play the intro of Domino. And he did. And it sounded just like that. It was one of those moments where you go, how do these guys do it? How do they make something as historic as that track, Domino, and then they can just play it for you standing backstage with an unplugged-in electric guitar. Fabulous guy, John Platania. Van Morrison features second hour of the programme tonight, and I am, as you probably all know, folks, a huge admirer of Van the Man, and we will take a look in our classic album slot tonight at No Guru, No Method, No Teacher classic album from, I believe, our greatest living poet, Mr. Van Morrison, and that's second hour of the programme. Loads of good stuff to come between now and then, and we will be in Port Stewart in the Flowerfield Arts Centre tomorrow night. Big live outside broadcast from that splendid venue, and we're in the company of some great people, and I'll tell tell you more about that in a moment. If you haven't got your tickets, sadly, they're all gone, sold out quite a few days back. So if you haven't got your tickets, you'll have to listen in tomorrow night from 8 o'clock. Great lineup. I'll run you through it after we hear this track. And this is, it may sound unrelated given that David's no longer with us, but there is a connection. This is David McWilliams' classic track indeed. The Days of Pearly Spencer, BBC Radio Ulster, Ralph McLean, Local Voices. What else would you be doing off a Wednesday night, eh?
A tenement, a dirty street, walked and worn by shoeless feet, in silence long and so complete, watched by a shivering sun. Old eyes in a small child's face, watching as the shadows race through walls and cracks and leave no trace, and daylight's brightness shine.
Thank you, Ralph. Well, now on BBC Radio Ulster, YNG Sing, news and information in Cantonese.
环之声嘅节目时间，我系阿薇，
我系 Jessie， 大家好。阿薇啊，你知唔知咧？英国卫生部门计划咧，系将乙型嘅脑膜炎疫苗咧，系纳入儿童常规嘅防疫注射接种嘅入边咯。
是啊，接受预防注射的年纪将从儿童两个月的时候开始，然后在儿童四个月和十二个月的时候进行两次加强接种。英国每年有1800多人感染乙型脑膜炎，其中十分之一的患者是死亡的。向政府提供有关防疫建议的英国疫苗接种和免疫联合委员会 JCVI 在去年就曾经表示实行乙型脑膜炎疫苗注射咧，经济上咧系唔系咁合算嘅。
And The One Who Knows by Dara Williams from May's album Dream, an album of love songs and lullabies, not in that order, lullabies and love songs is the order. John Carroll played the piano, Charlotte Roberts the cello, the guitarist were Pete Huttlinger and Jim Allschmidt, and the percussionist was Steve Fiddick. And that was the last song on the show for this Wednesday night, your late show lullaby. News is imminent at 5 to 12, so I'll just wish you all good night. Hope you have a fine, peaceful night. Hope you sleep well. And I'll be back with you tomorrow just after 10 for Thursday's Late Show. Till then, take care. Good night.